Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laverne Dyst up Audubon Way. Good morning to you, Laverne.
Good morning, Laverne.
It's that time of year. It's the annual Toy Farm Tractor Show. And it's happening really soon, Laverne.
Yes, it is. About 2 days from now, and it'll be our 27th annual one.
Wow. Huh? How long have you been involved, Laverne?
I was trying to figure that out the other day. I don't know for sure. It was after Howard Jensen got off of it. He started it, but I'd say probably myself 15 years.
Yeah, I would sort of guess that, too. And it continues to be fun and interesting, and I think you continue to have a good participation by vendors. How many tables full of vendors do you have?
I think we have 18 vendors, and it'll be about 60 tables.
Wow. That's a building full.
That's a building full.
Yeah, so we should...
We can get more in there, but then it makes it pretty crowded, too.
Yeah. So we should tell people where this show is and when it is.
Well, it'll be Saturday, February 25th, and it'll be held at the Agri Hall, which is at the Audubon County Fairgrounds. The doors will open to the public at 9 a.m., 2:30 p.m.
Okay. And is there a fee?
Yes, it's $3 for adults, and children 8 and under are free.
Okay. And this is a good family kind of event to come to bring the kids.
That's correct. There's just all... And it isn't just all toys either, or tractors and stuff. It's all kids can get involved. It's got NASCAR trucks and cars and stuff like that there, too. And there's clocks and quilts. And it's a diverse bunch of material
yes.
and product.
Yeah. And I think, and I always found it interesting, even though, you know, I'm not going to collect toy tractors and all that sort of thing. But it was fun to come and see what people have collected, what they're willing to part with, how they set them up. I always was interested and sort of think this is kind of fun, where they'd kind of set up a little model farm with the little tractors and other machinery. Great fun.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's just fun to watch some of the younger little kids come walking through there. They're just at awe looking at all them toys.
I bet.
Hoping they could take them home.
Right, eyes as big as saucers.
Yep.
Yes. And, of course, there has to be food involved.
Yes, there is. And to begin with in the morning, the Lions are cooking breakfast for the vendors. And that usually consists of eggs and bacon and toast. And then at 9 o'clock, our regular kitchen opens, which has got, well, for noon, we'll have pulled pork, made right, two kinds of soup, all kinds of bars that'll fill your sweet tooth, and then, of course, coffee, pop, milk. So we have quite a diverse hot dogs on there, too, I guess.
Okay. There's something there for everybody and yummy stuff. You know, if people don't have a lot of time to spend to come and look all over everything, they could at least come for lunch.
There you go.
I'm sure people have done that.
Everybody's got
to
eat.
That's right. And what a great place to sit down, enjoy a little lunch, and visit with some people. Who knows, you might meet somebody from outside the state.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got people coming from Nebraska, and so they're all over.
Yeah. And I know you used to have somebody like maybe from Missouri, in addition to Nebraska. You just never know where the folks who are coming to look are coming from. Of course, you have a list of the vendors. Do most of the vendors come back? I mean, do you have, like, next year it's already pretty much full?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll tell us before they leave Saturday afternoon, before they pack up. Well, put us on your list. And
great.
Mail us a new contract for next year.
Great. Well, that says to me that you're doing something right.
Well, we hope so.
Yes. I mean, you obviously, the vendors find it a good venue. They know people are going to come, and so it's a good trip for them to make. And you know, it's a lot of work for them to pack it all up, unpack it, display it, and repack it. But a lot of them have that down pretty pat also.
Yes, they do. They got their little carts, and we tried helping them all pack them in their vehicle 1 year, but they had a way that it all got to fit. And,
yep.
And so we would cart it out to their trailer for them, but then they'd have to pack it in.
Yeah, just got to be just right to get it all in.
Yep.
So, Laverne, you mentioned the Lions. Let's talk a little bit about this is really sponsored by the Lions, and for what purpose?
It's a fundraiser for us, and we use the funds to help people that can't afford eyeglasses or hearing aids will help do that for them and just use it for different stuff around the community.
Yeah, and that, I think that's important to know. Of course, Lions is, it's Lions International, and some dues and so on have to go internationally. But you do a lot of good work locally, and for all ages, correct? There might be school kids who need some help. There might be older people who need some help.
Yes, yes, we take all ages.
And I know in the past you have done the eye checks for the little the kindergartners and earlier. Are you still doing that?
Yes, we are. We're still doing that and expanded out into Manning. And I think it was Irwin was the other one. And so we've got two, three school districts working together and still doing the check.
And so the Lions, actually, I assume you're trained. You go in and take these pictures of kids' eyes, which is absolutely amazing to me, where how you get a little bitty kid to not blink for, I guess, about a second. It doesn't take long.
Nope, that's right. I'm not trained personally myself, but we do have a group that do it, and it's really great that we can get somebody.
You bet. And so this is also all free, and an eye check to maybe catch something really early on for a child that's having problems and get it solved when they're young and before it started to really affect their learning ability and so on.
Yes, it's done early, and I would say probably 90% of them have got no problem, but then there are referrals to their own family eye doctors.
Yeah, great. Yeah, good work, good preventive work. And also, are you still continuing to maybe just support some seeing eye dogs?
Yes. We had a fundraiser, oh man, I think it's been 5 years ago already, and it was Pennies for Puppies that they called it. And the teacher, Bob Hoffman, and his wife, Gwen, wanted to pass a hat around the schools enough to raise $500 to get a puppy. Well, when it needed to be say, at by the end of the time, when it was all done, they'd raised enough to buy five puppies. And we were just notified, last week at our regular meeting, that two of them had been placed, I think it was, and the other three are at the prison being trained.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a long process, and a lot of people get involved from the raising the puppies on up through all that training and training for the person who's going to get that dog.
Yeah,
but very interesting kinds of things go on. And you mentioned those dogs are being trained at the prison. Isn't that an interesting aspect?
It really is. And it really, we've been told that the prisoners that train these dogs take it under so well that there's no repeat of offenders once they go out of there because they've had this responsibility after being in there training these dogs.
Mm. And getting connected to a dog. I'm sure they hate to see that dog go, but isn't that wonderful what animals can do for us in a lot of different ways?
Yes, for sure.
So you mentioned a fundraiser. You have a couple of other fundraisers during the year, I believe, that are pretty much annual fundraisers.
Yeah, well, we do the sports bulletins for the school for all their football and projects like that. We sell ads to the community, and then we do the sports programs that are handed out at all the games, and we do at the T-Bone. We always have the bouncy toys in the park, and so that's another fundraiser. We do some benefits, like two pancake feeds we provide for our friendship home, and during the year.
The Lions are busy.
Pardon?
The Lions are busy.
Oh, yes.
We're
always doing something.
Yes.
But we're going to do a French toast feed for the congregate meal site the latter part of April.
That sounds interesting. I'm sure people are going to love that. So if you want to be a person who gives to the community, has a great time, I think you want to belong to the Lions, well, wherever, but today especially we're going to talk about Audubon. So join up.
That's right.
Yeah. So remind us again, Laverne, we started out talking about the toy show, time and place and fee.
Well, it's our 27th annual Farm Toy Show. It'll be Saturday, the 25th of February, It'll be at the Audubon County Fairgrounds in the Agra Hall, and the show time is from 9 a.m. until 2:30 p.m.
Great. We hope you have lots of people there and have a great time. So thanks to you, Laverne Deist, for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's a thought from Samuel Goldwyn. I don't know if you work with anybody like this or not. He says, I'm willing to admit that I may not always be right, but I'm never wrong.
There you go.